Welcome to the CCM Live with Marcus podcast. To watch encore video broadcast and keep up with what's new in Christian music, visit ccmmagazine.com. And now, today's episode, here's Marcus.
How's it going, everybody? This is CCM Live. Hey, we're back. Season 2, everyone. My name is Marcus. I am your humble host. Hey, we do this thing twice a week. We get to talk with artists. We get to talk with you. And it's so good to be back. Like, it is week one of the second season. I just feel like, man, like, we all took the holidays off and stuff like that and ate things and slept and all that. And it just feels right to be back with you guys. So, hey, if you are joining us for the first time, welcome. We talk with Christian artists. We talk with new artists on Tuesdays. And we talk with artists that we've loved for a very long time on Thursdays. And we talk with you just all the time. If you are just catching up, you're just figuring out what we are. This is an arm of CCM Magazine, of course, which has been talking about Christian music for a very long time. And something I've been doing as with this new season is doing my own blog on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So we're doing the interviews on Tuesday and Thursday. We're talking about things that are happening in Christian music, things that are, I don't know, maybe they're noteworthy. Maybe it's just stuff that like gets me excited, which is not hard to do. I like get very excited about this stuff on the blog. So if you go to ccmmagazine.com, click the Live with Marcus tab, you can see these episodes, all the ones that you have missed, all the ones that you want to see that you didn't know you missed, and my blog. So, hey, look, lots of people here excited about our guest today. Lots of people saying hello, and you're posting your comments. That is lovely. I love that. So please do that. Look, the best thing you can do right now, hit share. When you hit share, you can go find individual people like, oh, you think little Billy would love to be here today. Or you can just share to your page, all those things. Or you can just, you know, comment in the thread like Micah. Hi, Micah. It's good to see you. And lots of people super excited today about our guest. Of course, our guest, man, our guest, like, where isn't this guy? Like, he's been making music for a very long time in a number of bands. Of course, most notably Petra and the Union of, oh man, I get the order wrong. Tell me if it's wrong. Sinners and Saints? Is that the right order? Okay, I think he said I got it right. I always get it flipped. But he's been a friend for years now. He's someone I look up to. Of course, there's no sign of stopping or slowing down. It's the man himself, John W. Schlitt. How's it going, man?
Doing well, buddy. It's good to, I'm loving your program already. I've just only seen the first couple of minutes of it. Very cool. I love the comments going across the screen. Please send them. And the question, yeah. It's just very cool. I'm always really blessed with these kind of podcast stuff.
Yeah, I just love being able to interact. And did I get it right? Was it Sinners and Saints?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, whew. Good.
Union of Sinners and Saints. Yes.
I might have said it the other way around. It's everyone. I think people are correcting me right now. So it's good. It's you know what? I had a 50-50 shot, guys. And usually when that's the case, I'll get the wrong one. But man, it's good to see you. Of course, as always, you are a busy man. That's always finding, you know, exciting new ways to just, you know, create art and make music and get to know people. And I love your energy. Like you have no shortage of energy. Of course, you've been in a number of bands. We're going to talk about that in a second. But look, the first thing I ask everybody that comes on the show is what is something in your immediate vicinity? Are you in, is this your office? Is this your space that you're in right now?
Yep, sure is.
All right. Give us a random object that's around you that tells us more about you, John.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Look to, well, it's my left, be your right. See that great big Hershey bar right there?
No, I don't. Wait, I might have to do this. So
right there. See that Hershey bar?
Okay, yeah. I see it.
Yep. Tell you what, just a second.
Go grab it. That is a rather large Hershey bar. Absolutely. Welcome to everybody. Thank you for posting your questions. We're going to have a portion of this where we're going to take a look at those. So awesome. Okay, tell us about this Hershey bar, my friend.
That was a gift from one of my friends. All right.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I said, you know, this, well, they couldn't want to kill me too. now this was a present from weightlifters in Russia. I did a trip in Russia, and they came to me and wanted me to write them a song so they could lift weights and to Christian rock.
Yeah.
And to prove that they meant it, they took this is a frying pan.
Okay.
A regular frying pan. And they took it and just totally, I mean, just, I've never seen anybody do that. So those are a couple of the little items that I have in the, as far as my, you know, trophy case or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It reminds me of some unique things. And then, you know, just pictures of my kids, of course, and all the other trophies and stuff are here in a case next to it. And just sort of a key case. I call them a key case because they open up keys for it. They open up locks for me.
I love that. And I want you to make a s'more out of that Hershey bar, please. You need to find some mega graham crackers, you know, pillow-sized marshmallows and make some s'mores out of that, please.
You know what? I couldn't hear what you said. You stopped on me there.
Oh, man. Yeah, you need to make a giant s'more. That's out of that Hershey bar.
Oh, with my Hershey bar. No. I've never seen one that big. I'm keeping it. It's my my grandkids are constantly going, are you going to eat the Hershey bar?
No, I bet they are. No way. I mean, that's I'm asking the same question. It's a valid question. That's a lot of chocolate. Hey, tell us what are you up to? Where is John Schlitt in 2019? Where it's the last day of January. You've got several things that you've got your hands in. Of course, you've got your own solo stuff. You've got Petra, you've got the Union, you've got the Jay Sekulow band, and you've also got a band that I did not know anything about called Head East, that was your previous band before all this that you're going to be joining too. What is 2019 like for you?
Very weird. The Head East thing is a 50th anniversary.
That's insane.
I know. Listen, I knew I was old. But when I start doing the 50th anniversary of the first band I was in, that's scary. There's no doubt about it. I'm old. You know, for a long time when I was in Petra, I actually never talked about Head East. It was a very big plus for me and a very minus. When I originally started with the band, I just loved playing the music. It was a lot of fun. But then as time went on, the backstage scene, you know, took over, and it almost destroyed my life. Yeah. But while I was doing it, it was good music, and it was a lot of, they were good friends. But when I left, with not necessarily always the best of terms with some of the guys.
Sure.
And it took the 20 years of Petra, and then even after that, to finally have a piece about it, and we finally got together and did some stuff, and it was nice to see old friends, and the bad memories had gone away, there was forgiveness in everyone's heart, and it's been a lot of fun. And the idea of going and doing the original record called Flat as a Pancake, which has a classic on it, and we're gonna the four of the five remaining members are going to go out and play with what the band is now, and it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. I think at this moment, I think there's five or six shows. It wasn't going to be a major tour, but just something for us to get back together again and celebrate 50 years.
Yeah. So I know nothing about this band, and I know plenty of your fans that are here right now are like, are you insane? But was this a Christian band, or was this just
Oh, no.
Rock and roll? Okay.
It was not a Christian band. I'll tell you what it was. Here's a good example. When somebody handed me a Petra record, they said, this band sounds just like your old band, except Christian.
Yeah. And wow.
This is the first time I'm ever going to say this. Head East sounded just like Petra, but not Christian.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Cool. So, I mean, wow. So then that was 50 years ago when you started that band. Yes. So now what does that look like? I mean, obviously you guys have all lived, you know, your lives and gone different directions and things like that. Like how do you even begin to come back to music that you've been that was done decades ago, and how do you even approach it at this point?
I look at it as part of my history that, yeah. that God used to train me to be ready yeah. for Petra. And I'll tell you what, it's opened up a lot of doors. I've had a lot of people come up to me and says, man, I was a big Head East fan, but when I saw you in Petra, I started listening to Petra, and it changed my life. You know, man, you never know how God is going to take anything that you are challenged with. And as long yeah. as you give everything to him, he's going to use it, and including this anniversary. I'm excited about it because it's going to bring my Petra friends and my Head East friends together, and I think it's going to be a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And of course, you've been involved, with the J Secular Band, and man, that's so cool. Like, to me, I've listened to his show and stuff, you know, for years, and then of course you've got John Elefante in there with you. I mean, how often are you involved with that side of things?
As much as I possibly can be. Right now, you know, Jay is the president's lawyer, and that's yeah. really taken up a lot of his time.
So, yeah, he didn't have a lot of time to drum.
he's a good drummer, yeah. good conga player, good guitar player, okay guitar player, because he's yeah. still learning. He's one of those guys that never stops learning. He loves diving into stuff. And the way I got I met him was he was a gigantic Head East fan, you know,
and then that's amazing.
And then he discovered Petra later as a Christian, but he still was a major Head East fan, and that's how we met. And it was because he was drumming, his band played that album, and he just it was to me it was a God thing, because Jay has been a very influential part of my life in the last 4 or 5 years. It's been very cool.
That's awesome. So are you like flying out to DC like regularly, or what does that look like? I mean, obviously he's been pretty busy, but I don't know. I mean, is this a few times a year? What does that look like for you guys?
No, actually, if it was up to Jay, we'd be playing probably twice a month. We do a internet concert, a Facebook concert yep. type of thing, which is yep. really cool. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, my gosh, as you well know, we play in front of more people in our own studio than we do if we go out and do a headline tour.
That's
it's
right.
a whole lot easier. Although yeah. last week we did a show in Midland, Texas, which was for a benefit. That's usually what we do. We do benefits yeah. and
cool.
That kind of thing. And great time. Great time. Loved it. And I hope we do it. I hope we do more. We've had, as the band starts being more heard of, recognized, there's a lot of requests, but it's got to be sort of weird. You know, we got to bring our security. Not for me.
Sure.
Got to have our security. it's a special type of situation. It's very unique. And again, it's one of those things.
It really is.
it's another thrill that God's opened up for me that has allowed me to experience something that few singers get to do. Not to mention the band is awesome. I mean, yeah. like you said, with John Elefante, with Mark Townsend, with John Lowry, come on! I mean, you've got gigantic A players. It's fun.
I mean, to put you and John Elefante, for those of you who don't know, of Kansas and his own solo acclaim, like together in the same room, like that's pretty amazing. Like two of the most powerhouse vocalists, you know, like that's. I, how do you even decide who takes what parts? Like, really?
To me, John's a better singer, so I just give him all the key parts, and I just sing around him. John is probably one of the finest singers in the country by far, and I'm just real blessed to be with him. And
that's so cool.
It just sort of comes natural, you know. If there's certain parts, John goes, I don't think, buddy, I can do that. That's cool. And then I'll say, hey, man, I really want – we're very, very good friends, and we always try to stay out of each other's way to help each other.
Yeah,
and we're greater than the sum of our parts because of that.
I love that. I love that. And that's cool, and hopefully you guys will be able to keep going. That Jay will be able to take a few breathers, and you guys will play some more gigs here. Now, moving on to your next
– Tell you what, we're bouncing in and out once in a while, buddy. So when you ask a question, I may not until it catches up to me. I
you bet. No worries. You look great.
Ask it again.
Well, with you, looks like Brian here has got a question for you. He said, "When can we expect a new Union of Sinners and Saints album? What's going on with that group, with you and Billy?" Well,
Brian, thanks for asking, man. Thanks for listening. Billy and I, the first album, the first, you know, called Union of Sinners and Saints, yeah, was sort of an experiment. And it was he and I seeing if we could get together and write, and we could. And so that was, we didn't know how far it would go. And the truth is, it was what, out 2 years ago? And it's just starting to pick up.
That's crazy.
So we're doing a sort of a mini tour this year with just Billy, me, and Jason Fowler, who's the other major singer.
Yeah.
And it's called the Storyteller Tour, and it's more of an acoustic thing because the band is so expensive. We're all eight artists, and it's yeah, you know, for a band that's just getting started. But as it picks up, I think Billy and I are already talking about little tidbits of stuff. We're doing something called Rockify. Keep an ear out for that. We're doing, you know, one or two songs, maybe a song a month to take a song that we love, either original or one you've heard, and rock it out like we'd like to hear it. And
yeah,
putting in something called the Rockify. So keep an ear out for that.
That's awesome. And man, I mean, it's funny that you guys are even able to get together at all, because you're also involved in other things. Of course, Billy's a manager, you know, he's managing artists
he's a producer, a manager, he owns his own record company. Billy's one of the busiest guys I've ever seen. and I will agree, it's hard. It's amazing how we can get together, what we do. And I'll give Billy credit for that, because he really believes in this project and really goes out of his way to make time for it.
Yeah, man. Well, there you go. Michael says, "I miss Petra and Whiteheart." Tell us what's going on with Petra. What is the state of the union of Petra in 2019?
Well, good question. I mean, Petra has really, as Whiteheart, I mean, we've really sort of separated, and we're all doing our own thing. Now, granted, Johnny and I are with the J Band, Johnny's a producer. Bob's retired and is working with his church as a praise and worship leader. He loves it. He works with his wife, which he always wanted to do. But I did talk to him about, "Would you consider going out if we did a ministry thing, Bob?" And he goes, "Absolutely." I gave him a lineup, which would be me, John, Christian Barney, who was part of the farewell tour, and Greg Bailey, who was also part of that. But it would be a lot of fun if we could. So keep an ear out. Petra probably hasn't disappeared totally yet, but we'll see.
I mean, it can't. Like, it just hasn't. You know, it's looked like it a few times. Like, maybe it's done. We all know it's not done.
Hey, there's no such thing as retirement in the world.
That's right. That's right.
And as far as I'm concerned, as long as God allows me to have a voice, and the, you know, sing the way people expect me to, I'm going to be out there, because I really believe it's still a good tool that can get the word out and can entertain and get the word out at the same time. I think it's cool.
Yeah,
and Petra's the same thing, buddy. Same.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. That brings up a great question by Charles here. It says, "You said, as long as I have a voice, as long as I'm able to do this, how do you keep your voice so strong through so many gigs? That's massive to see you singing at such a high level." Yes, Charles, A to the men.
Thank you, Charles. Well, you know what? All I can say, it's God. I don't do anything right. I drink cola. I drink cold brew. Trust me, it truly is nothing I do. I've always been very rebellious about what I'm supposed to do. But it's worked for me. You know, it works for me. It's a really a truly a blessing from God. Always has been. I've always given him those kudos, and that's what it has to be.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of friends here. These names are popping up, and I'm loving it.
Jonathan, that was great.
How you doing, bud?
So cool. Yeah, lots of fans here. Lots of people very, very grateful for what you do. You, I remember I got to see This is embarrassing. Like, I've only seen Petra once in my life. And what? I know. I know.
I know.
Like, I of course am very familiar with the music. But I've only been able, like, I live in the West and it's hard to get out to the West. I get it. But I saw you guys at, I want to say it was Creation East,
yes,
a few years ago, and yeah, probably 4 or 5 years ago, like, you guys did. You guys did your set there. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, yeah, it was on the main stage.
Was it on the main stage?
Yeah, and you guys did Beat the System, and it blew my mind. Like, the way that you guys, you know, arranged it musically, like, you, the update of what you've done, like, how you've continued to stay, like, fresh and current with, you know, the obviously even the classics. Like, if you could go back into the Petra discography, mm-hmm, and remake something, what would it be? Like, whether it's an album or one particular song, whatever comes to your mind, what would it be like with today's technology or a new arrangement, whatever it is?
Now, you blurped down on me a little bit. Are you saying what song or what set would I like to do? Ask that question.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could redo an album or a song from the, mm-hmm, discography, what would it be and why, and what would it sound like?
I'll be honest. Every song... What's cool about Petra is, man, the songs are timeless. I don't know if I would mess with any of them because they work, you know. Now, I will say that, yes, when we went out on a tour and as music changed, we tried to update a little bit. But you'll notice we never took the fiber of rock out of it. We never took the word out of it, of course. That would be
totally...
It's insane. We did do something called where we took some rock stuff and turned it into mellow because we felt that there was a lot of rock tunes that the church never heard because they were scared of rock. I'm serious.
Yeah.
We tried to take some of our rock songs and mellow them out a little, and it was a disaster.
Yeah.
The fans hated it. The church still wouldn't listen to it. And
right.
So trying to rearrange a Petra discography would be wrong, I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's I love that. That's purism. It's good. It's a purist. Keep the rock pure. what about your solo stuff? Where are we at as far as you know, your I've shown my kids your Hallelujah Chorus. Of course, it's a favorite. It's awesome. You know, around Christmas time, we just bust that out. It's amazing. You've also, of course, got your own non-Christmas solo project. But what are you working on your own solo stuff? And what's that looking like?
You have to ask that again.
Oh, man, stinking internet. Are you working on your own solo stuff? Like, where's the solo career?
Yes, in fact, I'm working on a new album. Probably all this month and next month. I want to get it out the beginning of this year, or, you know, the early part of the year, because I want to do something with John Schlitt Ministries, which I really can't talk about yet. But I want to have a brand new. I want to freshen my brand to where what I want to do with the ministry can be useful. But I also want to do some new stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Granted, we're doing new stuff with the union, and we're doing new stuff with Jay, but it's still not my stuff. So
sure.
I'm pretty anxious about doing that. I think we'll have 10, 11 new songs come out in about a month and a half.
Okay.
Is that official? Not necessarily, but we're working on it now, and I think it's going to happen.
Man, that's all. That's exciting. I mean, and there's no shortage of you know, opportunities to hear your music with all the different places that, you know, that you're making music. What would you say? How do you go about songwriting? How do you go about songwriting when it comes to, like, when you write a song, do you think this is a union song? This is, you know, something that maybe Jay could use. This is my own solo. This is Petra. Like, how do you do that? Or do you just start?
Oh, no. Very, very good question. I actually, that's probably some of the hardest stuff I do now, is trying to figure out how to separate each one and make each individual unique in itself. Like now, the Union Sinners and Saints is unique in itself because of Billy and my style of writing. We're so different, but it's a, and Billy's producing is very different. Jay stuff. We have four guys that usually write that together, and it always becomes very unique there. Jay stuff is a little more political with Christ-centered subjects. Mine is more, I try to be more evangelistic. I try to not be, I don't do praise and worship, although I love praise and worship. This record is not a praise and worship record, which is probably a kiss of death right now. But I still see an evangelistic tool that can be used to reach Christian kids and non-Christian friends. So we're really concentrating on that, trying to make current rock, current rock, but still not lose the flavor of what I'm about in that 70s and 80s.
Yeah, man, I love that. And I love that you know what you do, that you do it well, that people resonate with it, and you do not deviate. Like obviously you evolve and mature within that, but you know your space, your environment. Who are you vibing with right now, as far as like what is John Schlitt listening to in the car while he's driving? What's he singing along to?
Well, I'm listening to talk radio, so I'm not.
You're listening to the Jay Sekulow show.
Oh, I am, buddy. But I'll tell you what I love is just very good musicians. Christian, secular. Now, if there's a secular artist that just is spouting garbage, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't care how good you are. To me, it's worthless, and it irritates me. Now you get a good secular band that really knows their trade, and you go, "Whoa, that is very cool. That's classically as same as Christian artists that go out there and are stretching the limits and are giving our Christian family the A number one material that the body of Christ deserves." Love that too. Is there one single artist? No, not necessarily, because I'll be honest, I don't listen to a lot of music because I'm so busy making it,
that is a great quote, music? By the way.
Absolutely. Could I give you names? No, I can't.
Yep. All right. Well, how do you maybe generally feel about where Christian rock has moved, since you've joined, that world? How do you feel about the state of Christian rock right now?
Well, it's gone up and down. I mean, it's gone totally evangelistic, and then it goes completely praise, then it goes pop, then it goes here, it goes there. And there's always amazing artists in each of those, genres. What do you call rock today? I would. I don't know. It's not really my cup of tea, but it serves a purpose to the population that's listening to it now. So it has its purpose. I just feel that my cup of tea, as you said, my genre is for the people that like my genre. And I'll tell you what, with my solo record called Unfit for Swine, I tried to be something a little more than I wasn't, and it was wrong. I love it. It's one of my favorite records, probably some of the best writing I ever did, but it irritated the Petra fans, and it didn't open any door to people that don't like Petra. And that was my discovery. Say, you know what, John, God's opened a big enough door for you. You have a responsibility in this genre. You do it and do it the best you can.
Man, I love that. That comes from, that's a humble place, like of not, going, well, that's not enough. Instead, just seeing the incredible opportunity there. I've got a ton of questions from people, and we're not going to get to all of them, unfortunately. Maybe John will just look at them later. But I've got a few. We'll do some rapid fire questions here real quick. It looks like Brian wants to know, would you ever do another Kickstarter project? Is that happening?
Brian, I pray that you are probably one of my Kickstarter crew. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. But after the Christmas record, my wife told me I wasn't doing another one. After we had to make about 40 dozen cookies, she said, "This is nothing again." And I want to know the Kickstarter programs for me for the greater cause and the Christmas project. Well, I loved it. It just was a real cool thing to share with those people that let me know that that my records were important. And I'll never forget it. And I always want people that have been part of my Kickstarter crew to come up to me if they're at a concert, come up to me and say, I'm one of the crew. And I'll be on stage and say thank you in person.
That's awesome. There you go. Those of you who do that or have done that. It sounds like sounds like John's wife doesn't want to make any more cookies.
No.
Listen, Kickstarter is its own job by itself. It's different because you don't have to get your funding yourself, but it's still work, people.
It really is wonderful. It's wonderful, but I've been told I ain't doing it again. So I'm sorry. I loved it. She awesome. Didn't. So what can I say?
Yeah. That's right. And happy wife, happy life. You know what I mean. Michael wants to know, he said, this is a comment, need to release a JCD. Is that ever going to happen?
I wish so. I hope it will. But again, I think it would have if Jay hadn't become the president's lawyer.
Yeah, right.
But it's so important to him that he takes care of our president that we just don't have the time to do it. Love to. It will happen, I think, one of these days, just not as soon as we'd like and apparently not as soon as a lot of people would like.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe wants to know, do you have a favorite memory from a concert? Obviously, it's hard to pick one, but can just any one of your top memories?
Yeah, you know what I do? We did a tour with Josh McDowell, actually through almost three records. It lasted for several years, and we were in California. And there was, I think it was at a college. I can't tell you where, you know, which one, but what was original, what was amazing about it, it had very, very wide aisles. It was a brand new building, had very wide aisles. Go, man, that's a lot of, those are big. We did an altar call. And every square inch of those aisles, all over the building, wow. It was like 5,000. 5,